so many people deciding to withdraw their money from their TSP even before they retire. There got to be some rules with that.
Well, there are. There are rules for in-service withdrawals versus what we consider post-separation withdrawals. Actually, there are rules for both, as you might imagine. We have two types of in-service withdrawals. The first is age-based, and what that basically says is once you reach age 59 and a half, you can take whatever you want out of your TSP in a one-time full or partial withdrawal.
Really?
Yes. I guess that it's written into the tax law, or the tax law permits this, and I guess what they think is that once you're age 59 and a half, you're an adult enough to make your own decisions about whether or not you need your retirement money while you're still working. The other type of in-service withdrawal we have is a hardship withdrawal, and that's gotten a fair amount of use over the last year, 111. Let's see, in 2008, we dispersed 111,000 hardship withdrawals. That's up a little bit, but it's a steady growth. However, the big number to me, as I looked at these withdrawals in preparation for this, is last year, in 2008, for the first time ever, we dispersed over 1 million withdrawals, and the vast majority of them were monthly payments. For participants who want to withdraw their funds after they separate from service, we have three basic types. You can take a single payment, you can take monthly payments, or you can have us purchase an annuity for you. There's also a cash-out provision, but that only applies to amounts of $200 or less once you separate. The most popular withdrawal choice is the monthly payment.
Tom, do the rules for withdrawing pre-retirement, do those mirror, are they similar to typical 401k rules?
Yes, they are. And in fact, Chris, we discovered this age 59 and a half age-based retirement arrangement by looking at private plans. It's not something that they advertise because the average employee in America retires at about age 61 point something, both for federal sector and for private sector. It's pretty much the same. So this is not something that was widely advertised because it's really a small slice of people who are actually on the job able to take advantage of it. But for those who are there, it can be very helpful. If you happen to have children going to college, you know, at age 59 and a half, you're not subject to the early withdrawal penalty anymore. Even if you're still employed, you can take your money out, pay normal taxes on it, and use it for whatever you wish.
And the hardship conditions, are those specified, or how do you determine whether something's hardship or somebody just has to say this is for hardship reasons?
We have a worksheet that you go through in order to check it, but essentially, in our plan, it's a self-certified hardship withdrawal.
So let's talk a bit about how spouses play into this. I wonder if one spouse can withdraw without telling the other spouse about it, or even if the spouses are divorced, does one spouse have rights to the other spouse's TSP?
Let's deal with the second one first, because it's much simpler in the TSP than it is in the defined benefit programs that are administered by OPM when it comes to divorced spouses. If it's a defined benefit program, it's generally a continuing monthly payment that you get, and arrangements have to be made when there's a divorce affecting that provides for payments to the former spouse as well as payments to the individual. Essentially, the court orders some type of division of those, and it's an ongoing stream of payments. But for the TSP, since it's an amount of money on account that can be calculated at the time of the divorce, the court normally would divide the amount of money, and a payment is made to the divorced spouse. It comes right out of the individual's account, and the individual keeps his account or her account and can go on and add more money to it in the future.
Are there other, there must be frequently asked questions that you get on this subject, because this one can be just confusing.
That's right. There are a lot of ins and outs on it, and there are. We have frequently asked questions posted on the website at www.tsp.gov. And in fact, before, as I was putting these numbers together, I went to them and took a look at them to refresh myself on.
Right.
But I wanted to know more about the spouses. Like, for example, and I know I'm going to get quizzed about this over dinner tonight, but my husband being a Fed, I'm not a Fed. I can't go dipping into his TSP.
Well, it depends on what retirement system. You can't dip in, but you may have an entitlement depending on the retirement system that he's in. For FERS employees, spouses are considered to be their spouses. spouses have to agree to any type of withdrawal other than an annuity that provides a spousal benefit. So baked into FERSA is an entitlement to the current spouse mm-hmm. for a portion of the TSP account. That portion to be determined as one that's agreeable to the spouse, because anything else they have to sign off on. For the CSRS, since there are no employer contributions going into the CSRS account, spousal entitlement is not there. However, there is a spousal notice requirement when a payment is made to a CSRS participant. We notify that the spouse of that individual that a payment is being made.